And hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Snoop Dogg says Prince Harry and Prince William are his boys. The Mirror reports that Snoop Dogg says the brothers are his boys, adding they've been cool ever since he reached out to them after learning that the royal brothers were fans of his. Harry and William are my boys. As soon as I knew they were fans, I reached out to them and we've been cool ever since. I look out for them and they can reach out to me whenever they want. They know that. Snoop went on to say how he respects Prince Harry and Meghan Markle for leading their lives on their own terms, adding that he supports the duo despite the whole world judging them. I said Prince Harry had big balls when he didn't invite Trump to his wedding. And now for real, I say he's got an even bigger set of balls. Him and Meghan are living their lives like they want, and that can't be an easy thing with the whole world judging them. They've got to live life their way. They get a lot of respect from me for that. Harry and Meghan are even invited to Snoop's crib for Thanksgiving dinner. Snoop adds they'd be in for something special if they choose to accept. While visiting Scotland, Queen Elizabeth spoke publicly about her husband for the first time since his passing. She said, "I have spoken before of my deep and abiding affection for this wonderful country and of the many happy memories Prince Philip and I always held of our time here. It is often said that it is the people that make a place, and there are a few places where this is truer than in Scotland, as we have seen in recent times." She said, as the country emerges from the adverse and uncertain times of the pandemic, there was an opportunity for hope and optimism. "The beginning of a new session is a time for renewal and fresh thinking, providing an opportunity to look to the future and our future generations. Next month, I will be attending COP26 events in Glasgow. The eyes of the world will be on the United Kingdom, and Scotland in particular, as leaders come together to address the challenges of climate change. There is a key role for the Scottish Parliament, as with all parliaments, to help create a better, healthier future for all of us, and to engage with the people they represent, especially our young people." But an editorial in the Mirror says the Queen's popularity will plummet if she's pumping millions into Andrew's legal fight. According to the Telegraph, the Queen has saved the day and agreed to pay for Andrew's defence fund. The Queen has reportedly financed Randy Andy's legal battle from the beginning of last year using her annual income from the Duchy of Lancaster estate, which recently increased to £23 million. Last week, Andrew added Melissa Lerner to his legal team, the latest Layli Singer lawyer to come on board after Andrew Brettler as Andrew's lead counsel. The editorial adds that $2,000 may seem like nothing to a family worth hundreds of millions. It's like the average person donating the 1p change from their McDonald's to charity. No, the real cost will be a blow to the Queen's popularity. As Britain's longest-running monarch, Queen Elizabeth has dedicated her life to the throne and subsequently earned the public's adoration. In a post, Me Too World, what message does it send if our Queen is reportedly pumping in millions to help her son fight against one of Epstein's sex slaves? Regardless of whether Andrew was guilty or not, he should be fighting his own battles. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Tina Brown's new book will cover Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and the modern British royals. Town and Country reminds us that in 2007, Tina Brown, the famed magazine editor, published her book, The Diana Chronicles, a biography of Princess Diana, which would go on to become a bestseller. Her new book, The Palace Papers, Inside the House of Windsor, The Truth and the Turmoil, is set for publication on April 12, 2022, and follows the British royals in the aftermath of Diana's tragic death, up through Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex's exit from their royal roles. The book is set to cover the passings of Princess Margaret, the Queen Mother and Prince Philip, Prince Charles and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall's relationship, Kate Middleton's entry into the family, and the allegations surrounding Prince Andrew's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, the book also follows Prince Harry and Meghan's decision to step back from their official royal roles. In a statement, Brown said, "This is, above all, the survival story of a family in which the preeminence of duty is in constant tension with the very human desires of love, ambition, and the longing for escape. Writing it has been a fascinating journey." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.